Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about Vince McMahon being banned from WWE. We're going to go over AEW's 3-year ratings low for this week's episode of Dynamite. After that, we'll give you the latest on Drew McIntyre and his WWE contract. And after that, MJF and his AEW injury, plus a selection of your finest questions from Twitter. I'm Andy, running solo today. Public holiday in the UK. I'm the only idiot dumb enough to come in. So let's kick this thing off. Let's talk a little bit about Vince McMahon. His name being banned from TV more than anything else. Pretty interesting revelation to emerge in the wake of that CM Punk line asking Drew McIntyre on Raw who made him the chosen one. Go on, say his name, all of that stuff. Trying to go Drew into saying Vince. Of course, well, you can't do that on WWE television anymore, says Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. No huge surprise here. However, I will read the quote to you. There was one moment where there were a lot of people thinking this might not be a good idea. It was the Vince McMahon reference. One of the things is that Vince McMahon's name is not allowed to be mentioned on TV, but McIntyre changed the focus and never mentioned the name, and they got out of it. This refers to the spicy back and forth between Drew, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins on Raw, which we have covered extensively. One of the most memorable segments of the year for a myriad reasons. The semi-unscripted nature of it being one of them. It was chaotic, it was a little bit unhinged, and that's why it was awesome. Sometimes wrestling feels a little bit better when it's not clean and careful and safe and everything else. Sometimes it should just be a bit scrappy, and this segment ruled. Anyway, Dave also notes that even though the segment went a little bit long, there was no negativity regarding that. Triple H knew it was going to be a little bit long, and the matches that didn't have entrances on Raw this week, well, that was planned ahead of time in case something like this happened, apparently, as well. So, obviously, the reason that Vince McMahon's name cannot be mentioned on television is that he's a horrible scumbag of a human being who has been hit with myriad allegations this year, last year, all over the bloody place with this guy. Again, this is something that we've covered extensively as those stories were breaking, but you know, if you've read the most recent lawsuit, the Janelle Grant lawsuit, I would encourage everyone to do so if you're able to handle these topics, if you're able to process them to under the full depth of the situation. But yeah, simply monstrous acts allegedly committed by this man. So understandable that they wouldn't just want his name being dropped on an episode of Raw. Another interesting note regarding Vince, actually, is that this month, over a 20-day period, he has also sold another $100 million in TKO Group stock. TKO Group, of course, is the parent company that was formed through the merger of the UFC and WWE when WWE was bought by Endeavor last year. That $100 million in stock he sold brings his total sales in recent months up to around $1.2 billion. He's raising a lot of cash. There's no word on why he's selling the stock. There's no word on why he's trying to raise those funds. But he does still own around $1 billion worth of TKO Group stock. So he's not completely cashed out. Still owns 11.5 million shares. So, guy's not completely gone. He's still a stockholder. However, obviously, he's not involved in the day-to-day runnings of this company anymore, and that is 100% for the better. Personally, I hope to never see him involved in this stuff, in this business, ever again. Let's move over now to the AEW rating this week. Now, we don't talk ratings on this show a whole lot, partly because it's quite a dry topic, and partly because analysing week to week is kind of pointless. If you're not considering wider trends and so forth. But this week's episode of Dynamite is a notable rating, and for unfortunate reasons, it's not a good one. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. You know where the timestamp is if you don't want a bit of ratings talk here. But the numbers came in last night, as they always do, the day after the show, from WrestleNomics, Brandon Thurston, always the first to break these things. Dynamite, 747,000 viewers. But the more important metric here, as always, is the 18 to 49 rating, which was a 0.23. What do these numbers mean? Well, nothing if you're just quoting them in isolation, but the viewership was the lowest since the 7th of April 2021, and the 18 to 49 rating, which is the second lowest in this time slot in the Wednesday night time slot's history, was the lowest since the 24th of June 2020. So a near 3-year low in terms of viewership and a near 4-year low in terms of the 18 to 49, which is how these shows are ranked. It's the more important number. But with regards to the 18 to 49, Dynamite was still third on the night on cable, behind a couple of NBA games, which, yeah, of course it was behind a couple of NBA games. But third on the night is still a decent positioning. Obviously, this show was mostly marketed around Swerve Strickland versus Konosuke Takeshita, kind of de facto number one contenders match, the Young Bucks versus Private Party, and Katsuyori Shibata versus Will Ospreay. These were the big three matches that were announced last week. But yeah, look, it's not a good number. It's not a good week at all. You can't look at these X-year lows and say, hey, they performed well this week, even though they've done good in the rankings, of course. But at the same time, it's 1 week. It's 1 week, and AEW is on the verge here of landing, supposedly, a very lucrative media rights deal that, if Tony Khan's recent tweets at Eric Bischoff or anything to go by, might not be coming too far off. So I think that when these numbers come out, it's far too easy to pour doom and gloom over them. It's 1 week. It's a trend. It's not a trend yet. We'll see how they come. One thing about this is that a lot of people are really invested in WWE at the moment, and the biggest show of the year is right around the corner. If people feel that maybe they're just getting their wrestling fix from the biggest company in the business, maybe they're not so inclined to check out the other one as well. Personally, I'm really enjoying AEW programming at the moment, and I thought this week's episode of Dynamite was another really solid show across the board. Particularly enjoyed Shibata versus Ospreay in the main event, Takeshita versus Swerve. But hey, look, people are going to argue about ratings. It's how it works. It's part of the game. You just accept it. And if you don't like it, you put your fingers in your ears and you move on, which is what I'm doing right now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/whatculture.
Let's talk about Drew McIntyre and his situation in WWE. Very notable potential free agent in the not too distant future. We've spoken about this a lot, of course, because he's a big star. He's a big guy as well. He's very tall. But Dave Meltzer, again, on Wrestling Observer Radio, had another update here, noting that Drew's deal is essentially up at WrestleMania, where he is scheduled to face Seth the Chef Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. He hasn't re-signed yet. However, because Drew is sitting here on TV promoting feuds for the summer and fall with CM Punk and whoever else you want to name, people within WWE don't believe he is planning on going anywhere. Yeah, that would make sense. Imagine just building a feud with CM Punk and leaving. That'd be a pain in the ass. It's noted that at one point Drew was waiting for the contract to start running out and he wasn't really in a hurry to re-sign. The idea was that he wanted to do this new character that he's currently playing on TV, the kind of banter heel who just rips people to shreds. He wanted to do that on TV, and if it didn't work, if he didn't get the push, if he didn't get the creative, he was going to take some time off to be with his family and, I guess, reconsider his options. It has taken off, however. It's gotten over. And the idea now would be that his price should be higher because of that, which is absolutely correct. He's a bigger star, and he has got things to come back to this summer should he take time off after Mania. Not signing yet, it's a bit of a gamble, obviously, but it has turned out pretty, pretty well for Drew, who's been a highlight on WWE programming ever since he brought this character in, delivering in spades across the board. I think he's done a tremendous job of showing his value to the company and to potential suitors. So, hey, look, if I'm Drew McIntyre, I'm still playing companies against each other. But if he gets what he wants from WWE, I think he's probably just going to go, hey, I'll take that. I'll take that. I think there's still a chance that maybe he's already secretly re-signed and that nobody knows about it yet. We'll find out over time, I guess. Finally, a bit of an update here on MJF and his injury from PW Insider, their report on the matter. MJF's been out since World's End. He's all kinds of banged up, shoulder problems, working through a bunch of issues towards the end and probably in the middle and at the start of his world title reign in AEW as well. But yeah, the guy's still recovering from multiple injuries. That's the gist of this. The belief is that he is locked into his AEW contract despite not being featured on the roster page at the moment, which is something a lot of people picked up over last weekend, I think it was. He was actually in Boston the day after Big Business a couple of weeks ago for a meeting with AEW officials, but there is currently no timeline on his return to the ring. Be very interesting to see where, it'd be interesting to see where MJF fits in when he returns. But it's pretty obvious he's going to feud with Adam Cole. So, hey, that's where he fits in. Obviously, Cole and the Undisputed Kingdom, their formation, screwing him over, injuring him in kayfabe with their angle after the, near year-long storyline with him and Cole on AEW TV. That's what they're going to jump into. That's what they're going to continue. And there's probably a lot of fun stuff you could do if you played up the idea that Cole is still injured for ages, even after he's cleared to return. You could have MJF chasing him but not being able to get a piece of him because he's on the injury reserve. That's classic face and heel stuff. And it could work really, really well. Looking forward to seeing a revitalized and refocused MJF. Maybe a bit of a different direction, maybe a bit less wacky, maybe a bit more serious. I personally would enjoy that. But hey, look, if you're into the wackier stuff, I'm not going to argue with you. It's all different tastes. We're entitled to like different things. And I think one of the great triumphs of wrestling at the moment is that you can get a bunch of different flavors in all kinds of different companies that are all doing really well. Arguing and bickering and shouting and swearing at each other is a waste of your energy. Stop doing that. You'll feel a lot better. And you'll feel a lot better if you send me a Twitter question, although it's too late now because the video's out. But hey, look, thank you to everyone who responded to my post on X this morning. Apart from one of them, you know who you are. This one comes from Clayton Williams, the first one here, who asks, "Hey Andy, I got a good one. If Cody Rhodes never returned to the WWE, who do you think would be taking on Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Championship?" The Rock. They've been trying to make that Roman match with The Rock happen for years and years and years, and the window opened this year, obviously. I think that if there was no Cody Rhodes in the company, I think it would be a pretty straight shot to The Rock. If you look at where the company is currently at, they don't really have another Cody Rhodes caliber babyface. If CM Punk was healed up and he hadn't got himself injured and he hadn't been heading to Rollins, maybe he would have been an option for sure. But Cody's the guy. And the only substitute for a person of his popularity is a big-time part-timer like The Rock, unfortunately. So I think they'd be doing Roman versus The Rock. We obviously saw that unfold earlier in this story before the PowerPoint presentation and all that malarkey. That seemed to be the plan until everyone rejected it and they pivoted away. Would people have rejected it without Cody being there? No. Hell no. They'd be fired up for it. Because this was the Daniel Bryan thing. It was, we want to see Cody in that spot. We want Cody, all that stuff. That's why they turned on The Rock. That's why we're getting what we're currently getting. And I think that what we're currently getting is pretty damn awesome. So I'm happy either way. Our next question on the video comes from, as I rotate my phone really unprofessionally, King Kalakta, who wants to know, do you think we will get The Rock pinning Cody on night one after saving Roman from the loss, and then on night two we have The Rock having the bloodline at ringside but stopping them from helping Roman using the high chief rank and claiming the head of the table? I think it'll play out a little bit differently. I think what we'll see on night one, Seth Rollins will take one hell of a beating. I think he's going to get the crap kicked out of him. I think he's going to maybe do a work injury thing, and that will feed to him losing very quickly to Drew on night two, maybe in 18 seconds, Sheamus and Bryan. I think you're going to get the Avengers thing. I think you're going to get the bloodline rules. I think The Rock's going to pin Rollins, or Roman's going to pin Rollins rather than pinning Cody. I don't think they'll want to pin Cody on night one. And then on night two, you will see Cody win the match after multiple appearances. Multiple interferences. I think you'll see Stone Cold. I think you'll see John Cena. I think they'll run all the bad guys off, including The Rock, and that's how Cody will win. With regards to the High Chief, the head of the table, all of this stuff, I think that the follow-up to that, be it on Raw, be it a month, a year from now, because they're going to do Roman versus Rock at some point, I think the follow-up to that will be The Rock being pissed that these guys, these Steve Austin guys, these John Cena guys, we're allowed to come down the ring. I think he's going to blame that on Roman, and that will be the catalyst for their feud rather than him stopping the bloodline from interfering. Although I think all outcomes are pretty damn exciting, and I think The Rock has been really awesome across the board with all of this. Final one of the day comes from Kurt Jangle, who would like to know, do you think Tony Khan could would shoot give Dustin Rhodes a 24-hour pass to help his brother fend off the bloodline and finish the story? So could would and shoot. It's pretty interesting to consider. Obviously, it would fit in nicely. Dustin and Cody teaming up has been a WWE storyline in the past. Obviously, they're brothers. So, you know, in a utopian world, if all these companies got along and everybody was, you know, willing to do little bits and pieces to help each other out, yes, it'd be great, it'd be awesome, it'd be a really nice gesture, people would pop for it, people would enjoy it. However, that's not the universe we live in. Unfortunately, the tone of the current wrestling landscape is almost entirely hostile between these two companies, and that's why it isn't going to happen, in my opinion. And that's why it probably shouldn't happen as well. AEW, the most recent example, I guess, unless there's things we don't know about behind the scenes, would be they couldn't use Sting footage from WCW because WWE have the rights to that and they wouldn't give them it for the retirement. So if WWE's willing to make that move, why would Tony go, yeah, you can have Dustin? Now, obviously, we've seen things like Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson sending in clips for WWE programming at various points. But that's a slightly, you know, lesser move than actually putting a guy in a WrestleMania main event angle. So it's the landscape, and it's a landscape that has been created by WWE. This has been their attitude towards American competition for 40 plus years, since the territories era came to an end, since they went national, since they started buying up TV time and signing wrestlers from opposing territories to deny them of their star power. It's how it works. It's the business WWE has created. They are vicious. They are bloodthirsty. Anyone who tells you this isn't a war, well, WWE officials disagree with you, unfortunately. So I like this question a lot, because in an ideal world, it would happen, and I would love that. But unfortunately, the world we live in is cold. Bear bundle up. Thank you for joining me today. Check out this video right here. I'll see you on, what am I back? Monday. Yeah, see you then. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.